Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Archie. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Piffle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Piffle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Piffle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis takes first base on ball 4. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie is 0 for 1 in the game. Archie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Piffle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0 for 1 in the game. Piffle takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly is hit by the pitch. Heath moves to second. Soup Campbell pinch runs for Roy Weatherly. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley bunts towards third. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Soup Campbell now playing center field. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie is 0-for-2 in the game. Archie hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Piffle misplays the ball. That's an error on Piffle. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Archie fields it and throws to home to get Heath. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Piffle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Piffle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Smith reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 5-2, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich pinch hits for Ken Chase. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Anderson now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to third. Travis moves to second. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie is 0 for 3 in the game. Archie takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer scores. Travis moves to third. Archie moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Piffle hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Travis scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early fires to first, and they've got Smith trapped. There's the throw to Piffle, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Piffle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Walker reaches second base with a double. There goes Boudreau trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Red Anderson. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 4 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.